It's just over a week out from the opening of the new Road Less Traveled Theater, and Artistic Director Scott Barron is leading a tour of the new facility on the 400 block of Main Street. They say it was once a baker's shoe store, and while some of the original flooring and wall facings remain in place, the rest has been designed for theater space.
We came down here, and I walked in, and this was literally a shell. It had already been gutted, and it was all on the first floor. It had 20-foot clear span ceilings, no posts. It was like meant to be. I think everybody's been really understanding that, you know, we've done sort of a Herculean task here of not only raising enough money, figuring out the deal, getting the plans done, getting it constructed and moving, all in 9 months. Wow. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment at this point.
To facilitate the move and construction, a capital campaign was set at $600,000. Barron says about half of that has been raised, and they're ready to go for Friday's opening of Speed the Plow, written by David Mamet.
He sort of revolutionized this idea of rapid-paced, realistic dialogue, which is completely evident in this play. Some of the most difficult, I think, lines to memorize in his entire canon are in this very short dribbles and dabs of sentences, basically. But when done correctly, it sounds like music, and it can be very fun and very funny because he can sort of take you on a ride, so to speak, just verbally and like what you're listening to, that I think is really interesting and has a lot of payoff and is fun.
And charged with mastering that dialogue, the three-person cast of Matt Whitten, Laura Barrare, and Kevin Kennedy as they delve into the power politics of Hollywood movie making.
I'm going to Hollywood City where the stars are pretty as a palm swaying in the breeze.
Though Speed the Plow is one of David Mamet's earlier works, Barron sees a connection with the recent Me Too movement and how it has shed light on the currencies of the film industry, sex, status, and money.
Gonna take a little trip down a sunset strip like the Hollywood crowd. Hollywood crowd.
For Road Less Traveled, this is their third theater space in just a handful of years, from the Market Arcade to 500 Pearl Street, and now to the 400 block of Main Street.
When we first started, we were a gypsy company, you know, and we went from that to moving into a movie theater that we converted. You know, that was definitely a different thing. And then, you know, we had to leave that space, and then we walked into a giant space that we, you know, were creative about and created intimacy in that space. And now I feel like it's the culmination of all those things, like to finally get to the place we want to be. I mean, to have the ability at this point for me to design a space that works not only for our patrons, but also for our theater artists in this way, has been really exciting.
After working out a 10-year lease with William Palladino of Ellicott Development, Scott Barron says he has no plans to move anytime soon. He says it's convenient, with plenty of on-street and off-street parking, and its location at the Lafayette Station of the Metrorail. He points to the new air conditioning and heat, the dressing rooms, the ample restrooms, the box office, the storage. He's got to figure down to every last-minute detail.
Is the bar going to be ready?
I hope so. Public assembly is coming this weekend, and then we've already applied for the license, but we're fingers crossed that we'll have it in time for the actual opening. But if not, I'm sure it'll be soon after that. And we are going, I should mention, we are going to a full bar now, not just beer and wine anymore. So that's the goal.
Wow.
Yeah, and you will be able to take drinks into the theater. So.
Ambition and bombs. It's awesome. Scott's
the new Road Less Traveled Theater opens this Friday on the 400 block of Main Street with David Mamet's Speed the Plow. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.